Walker. That was a really good day by him, coming back home, hitting the homer, stayed on that pitch really, really well. And Gorman with the two homers, Eddie right on right, really good swing there. Goldie drove in a run. So overall, I thought our offense had a really good approach and strung together some quality at bats.
Let's say something about Jordan and, obviously, possible pressure of returning home.
Yeah, and we DH'd him today, let him focus on one thing, and he was able to go out there and just hit, and he did a really nice job. You can tell he enjoyed coming back home and putting on a show, so he'll be back in there tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing it.
Pretty good sidebar of the story is Tommy Edmonds' defensive
set. That was a big part of that game because that could turn things early. The two catches he made, the one against the one, the one coming in, same inning. You put Tommy in center every day, he wins a gold glove. I mean, he's a really, really good defender.
Noah Gorman takes the ball, outside pitch, drives it the other way, then goes 3-0 the other way. How easy is his power? And he goes with the pitch.
Yeah, it's easy power. He's been frustrated just about how his at-bats have gone as of late. Today he put together some pretty good swings and drove in several runs for us with two big homers. So hopefully we can build on that from a just confidence standpoint tomorrow.
As Jim mentioned, a lot of times you see these homecomings, the kids worried about mom and dad or getting tickets and all that, but for him to do what he does at 21, does it blow you away sometimes?
Yeah, he just simplified it. He went out there. He's not worried about a whole lot other than competing, and you just tell he enjoyed being here today and putting on a show. Like I said earlier, he's it was fun to watch him.
When any player has three home runs in three games and has an offensive streak like Jordan has, it usually begins before the hits do. What did you see kind of build up to this?
A combination of things. We're seeing him not get sped up inside as much and foul off that pitch off the plate in, and then he's not chasing down and away, which we saw a decent amount of over the last month. But he's eliminated both of those things, which he's getting more pitches in the middle. And he's not missing them. So his ability to control the zone has been a key to some of his late success.
Would you make a Miles?
Yeah, he filled up the zone. He was on the attack, some hard contact, and then he just, at the end of the day, competed extremely well. No traffic with the homers, which helped. So the three homers there. But overall, filled up the zone with all his pitches.